Jersey knows who to call. But I want to talk to you about Joey Jaquint. Give him a call at 602-909-9048. Why call Joey? Because there are ways to grow your money by investing with Joey Jaquint and Northwestern Mutual. Gold is safe, but with risk comes reward. And Joey can put your money into high-risk or low-risk products to grow your money with investing. Joey can also cover those just-in-case situations with very important life insurance policies, some of which can grow your money and be used in the future. Call Joey at 602-909-9048. Buy all the gold you can afford, but call Joey and learn how to protect and grow your money with some well-placed investment.
Here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system, I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead.
We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our...
...those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And greetings to everyone. This is Rick Rodriguez, the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. I'm going to begin with something that you might enjoy. There was a time where my wife and I, we use herbs and poultices. We make our own. Randy Weaver, you probably remember who he was, the standoff there in Idaho. He was shot, and they had a poultice. His wife had made a poultice that he put on the gunshot wound, the hole in his shoulder, I think it was. By the time he ended up going to the hospital, we covered it here on 1360 KHNC back in the 90s. The wound was clean and almost healed. Well, there was a time when I had a wound and I would use a combination of bee propolis and plantain, e-oil, and it is called marshmallow root, and I had a poultice. Well, it just so happened that the plantain may have just had a little contamination with a certain poisonous weed, and I had a rash, couldn't figure it out, and then I thought, you know what, I think it might be poison ivy. So I went and purchased some poison ivy stuff, I forget what it was, for poison ivy, and within 2 days it was gone. The reason I'm telling you this is, I mentioned yesterday, ladies, gentlemen, each one of you needs to prepare a kit of things that you individually need, individually, solo. And in that kit, you should have poison ivy, poison oak, poison sumac, something for, should you never know when you're going to end up with the rash due to these three poisons or others. You're going to need the ointments for that or the medications for these rashes. And another thing you should have in your kit is Benadryl tablets, generally, because they last forever, just in case you have a reaction to something. I have a nephew that's very sensitive to chocolate, and first thing it does is begins to constrict his throat. So he has to have an antihistamine, Benadryl. That is something that you should probably have along with everything else you have, you know, something like that. Something for allergies, reactions that can interfere, you know, impair your breathing. Something for snake bites. Kits are great. But I would say make a mental note. Get to a doctor and get to the hospital if you can, quickly as possible. And other things you might have is, you know, some of these spiders are vicious. You get bit by these little creatures, and you can get a pretty good infection, especially the brown recluse. The brown recluse, that is a bad, bad spider. So I wanted to begin with that, just to let you know that herbs, tinctures that you can make yourself, you know, we occasionally buy like a half a gallon of vodka. Man, we do it upright. Now, I don't talk about drinking it. We buy cheap vodka for the alcohol content so that when you make your, you take your herbs and you soak them in that for a period of time, it draws all the nutrients out of the herbs and into the tincture. It's very fun. It's very neat. It's psychologically rewarding. And tinctures are great for everything. Echinacea tinctures, things like this. You can, some are for topical, others are for ingesting. So I just thought I would present this to you. Why do I say this? Because I am of the opinion now that your well-being is very important. And this is the time where you have a little extra time. You should begin to look at other things. You know, YouTube University. YouTube University is great. They have programs on YouTube. You can get fish biotics, different things like that while you can. It's great if you can go to Mexico and find a good source of medications. Again, one of the things you want to have in your kit individually are painkillers that you can take without, number one, ODing on. You don't want to do that. Number two, that you're not allergic to. Number three, hopefully you won't get addicted to. And but in case you have an emergency, if you don't have, you know, if you don't have something for pain, well, the next best thing is, I guess, a quart of whiskey. But you're not going to be able to sew yourself up if you can't, you know, if you, your hands are unsteady because you're drunk. Anyhow, I just wanted to present that today to begin with. I'm thinking about these things. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
1360khmc.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360khmc.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, this is Tommy at Tommy's Barbers and Blades. Just wanted to reach out and tell you to stop by our shops and get your fade, shaves, your beer. Grab a knife from Revo. Find us at 4th and Garfield in downtown Loveland, 970-617-2158, or hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. If you're a little further south, you can find us in Meade off of Highway 66 and I-25. You can reach us there at 720-745-0782. And as always, live sharp.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I gotta be me, I gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I gotta be me. I see makes me what I am, that far away cry.
Oh my gosh, Joe's got to be Joe. He's got to be me. And like Hunter, his son calls him Pedo Peter. Pedo Peter. And for all you ladies out there, you know, if you're going to have a visit with Joe, make sure you wash your hair ahead of time, because his nose will be in your head. And be careful. You know, there are things out there that you want to stay away from. There are things that are injurious to your health. Pedo Peter. This is what Hunter calls him. So anyhow, he's got to be he. He's got to be Joe's got to be me, or... Yep, he's got to be Joe. And you know what's happening? I'm going to tell you something, a little secret. They're keeping him away from the red button. They are making sure that red button has security around it. They have encased it with concrete so that he cannot get near that thing. So to go on with the today's program, now... This is out of Russia's Today, RTNews.com. America's created a virus that is going to kill 80% of humanity. Is this true? Can this be true? Revelation chapter 6, the horseman, one of the horses of the plagues, the diseases. And I have talked to this audience before that Job said that at the end of the world will be turned over into the hands of the wicked. And the hands of the wicked, you can say, are the children of Lucifer. The Luciferian children, who are having children 10 times more evil than their parents. Each generation gets more evil. Now, Boston University, RTNews.com, Boston University has announced that it has created a new variant of COVID-19, and I am still firmly on the side of COVID being two poisons, snake venoms, the Chinese box snake and the king cobra. And the investigation I continue to do is not so much a virus as it is a poison. And what they have done is they've taken the poison from these two snakes, and they have tweaked it to make it more powerful. And I do still believe that it is a poison. Now, going on with the article, they created a new variant of COVID-19 with an 80% mortality rate by combining the highly transmissible Omicron variant of the coronavirus with the original Wuhan strain. And the Director General Shmuel out of, his name is Shapira, of the Israeli Institute of Biology and Research. He's the chair of the Board of Life Science Research in Israel. He exclaimed, "This should be totally forbidden. It's playing with fire." How many times did virologists say they were not making chimeric SARS viruses more deadly? How many times did they say this? But this virus can kill 80% of humanity. And the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, he proclaimed that Americans have to be the ones who are at the table, who are helping to shape the rules, the norms. If we're not at that table, if the United States isn't there, then someone else will be. So in other words, he is basically stating what the Bible says, that at the end of the world there will be an empire, a nation, more powerful than any nation ever in the history of the world. And this nation will have technology like no other nation has ever had, science, if you want to call it science, knowledge of viruses, biological, being able to put together biological warfare created in this country, or maybe not put together in this country, but it is researched, and the contents, whatever's going to go into it, the recipe. When you make a cake, you want the recipe. They have the recipe, and they are sending the recipes to other nations to build, to create, to develop the whatever. The recipe for everything they're creating here in this country. And the Bible says that this great empire at the end of the world will be responsible for the death of all the people who are slain on the earth. Now, you can be slain with a bullet, a knife, a sword, or with a virus. So Blinken is saying, we, America, we have to be the ones at the table to create. We have to be at the forefront of the research of this type of biological warfare. These rules, continuing, are going to get shaped in ways that don't reflect our values and don't reflect our interests. The other opinion is that there is nobody setting the rules, and we're going to have chaos before we have a world that's actually organized to try to take advantage of all the progress that we're making. Now, he calls it progress. Is this progress by creating something that can kill 80% of the world's population? I don't consider that to be progress. I think it's demonic, satanic, evil, even by 10. So this is what is happening. This is the direction that this country is taking the world. We're going to be the ones at the table making the decisions as to what is going to happen. Then out of India, their foreign service, there's an ambassador, M.K. Badrak Kumar, and he said that this war Russia is set to win. The Europeans have been nicely played by the Americans. The rest of the world see what's happening. The world, or watch the people of the world, the prime ministers, the presidents, the leaders of the world, they're watching. I'm telling you, you don't have to believe me. I promise you. I know. How do I know? Because I understand the rulers of the nations. Every day they tune in to see what Empire is up to. You know, remember in the movie Biff, in the Back to the Future, Biff? Biff was kind of a guy that you wanted to keep your eye on because a guy just couldn't be trusted. That's America. The United States of America cannot be trusted. And the other nations, internationally, they always watch what America is doing because America is moving one direction, world hegemony. Every move that you're seeing in Ukraine is furthering America's hegemonic power. Every move. America didn't leave Afghanistan without thinking it through. The new center of strategy for this administration, for the Pentagon, for the Luciferians who are using America for their benefit, they made the decision to move out of Afghanistan, and the time was right to move into Ukraine to begin. Russia was getting too strong. Russia is getting too powerful. Vladimir Putin's diplomacy is right on the money. He is making inroads with nations that were at some time in disagreement with Vladimir Putin and had at odds with Russia. And Vladimir Putin, in his quiet strategy, he was quiet and diplomatically working with China, with all the nations, the leaders of the old Soviet bloc, with the Arabs in the Middle East. He's working with these people, with Brazil, with India, with nations in Africa, quietly, behind the scenes. Eventually, the United States could not allow him to continue making progress diplomatically. Economically, he brought Russia back from the brink of economic disaster, developed the fields, the oil fields, gas fields, has made these pipelines to run into the middle to the Western Europe, and America, they could not. They knew what was happening. The time wasn't right. During the Obama administration, it was Vladimir Putin, Newland. These people, the strategy was there to destroy Russia. I was listening to a gentleman yesterday on Alex Jones, a really neat, brilliant guy, and he's absolutely correct that Ukraine is a money pit. We, America, we can pump 20 billion, 20 more billion, 20 more billion, 8 trillion, a trillion point two, a trillion point four. We will spend any amount, and Russia has to try to match it. It's like playing cards, like playing poker. We keep upping the ante every time we send another $500 million, $750 million. And Russia has to, you might say, to stay in the game, has to spend vast amounts of money to also stay in the game. China is sitting back preparing. I had an article, I forgot to bring it. Xi Jinping has made the decision, this was yesterday or over the weekend. He is now doing exactly what the U.S. is doing, what Russia is doing, building a massive military. And I don't mean building nuclear weapons, planes, ships. No, conscription. He is now mobilizing the young men of China. For what? For Armageddon. It's going to take him about 7 years. And so right now, you have these 13, 14-year-old boys in China, maybe 12. In 7 years, they're going to be at the perfect age for war. And the gentlemen that are, or the young men that are 20 years of age right now, in 7 years, they're still going to be young men. Young men. They're going to be 27, 28 years of age. He is building his military like Russia is. The U.S. is building weather warfare weapons for her strategies. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. We'll be back for the next segment.
Has the crazy news been getting you down, like you just want to jerk the wheel off the road? Don't do that. There's hope in a new positive show called One Day Closer with Mark and Dave.
Jerk the wheel off the road? Really? Join us Saturday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of off-the-chart fertilizer shortages. That means you need to stockpile emergency food by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button. They also have Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filters, emergency solar power banks, and countless other survival products. So stock up now through 1360KHNC.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time, or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey JaQuint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out, that started on $25 per month, to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey JaQuint, at 602-909-9048.
Has the crazy news been getting you down, like you just want to jerk the wheel off the road? Don't do that. There's hope in a new positive show called One Day Closer with Mark and Dave.
Jerk the wheel off the road? Really? Join us Saturday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
The night is dark and all the wind is in your side. October country, the night is dark and all the stars are in your eyes. You look so good to me, you look so far away. You look so good to me, I wish that I could stay October country.
We are in October country. It is true. 60 years ago, we were almost in a nuclear war with the Cuban Missile Crisis, and here we are again, 60 years later. This was 2 days ago. But in another week, 60 years ago, everything settled down. Russia began to move everything out of Cuba. There was a detente, there was discussion, there was dialogue. We were at the brink of catastrophe internationally. But through John F. Kennedy's brother, Robert Kennedy, he was really the individual that kept us from going to war. And John Kennedy thanked him later. These two men, these two brothers, they, like in the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 2, I think it is, how can two people go to a point to have an objective unless they're in agreement? If they're not in agreement, there isn't going to be unity. Well, these two brothers, they were tight. They were close. They worked together. Robert helped John while John was president. And they even, in a sense, they went a different direction than their father Joseph's. He had trained them to go a certain direction, and they didn't stay on that rail. They took a different direction. I do believe that John F. Kennedy did grow a conscience, and this is why he didn't get young men into Vietnam. It wasn't until Lyndon Johnson. But they were one in their as brothers. They had a unity between them. They thought alike. Robert, I think actually in my studies, I think Robert was a little. He was a brilliant, brilliant man, and he was better at negotiations than John. I'll say he was, because that's what the documentation has proven. Now, 60 years ago, there was detente. There was dialogue. There was talk. There was chatter. Not now. Between the United States and Russia, there cannot ever be détente. There can never be discussions. There can never will there ever be dialogue between these two countries ever again. I'm not saying that because I've studied and I'm like Henry Kissinger and look at the world from that view. No, I look at what it says in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. There will come a time in those two chapters, verses about Russia. These two chapters are speaking of Russia in the last 100 years, in the last 50, 20, but in the final decade, especially the last 20 years before the final decade. The final decade, we are in the final decade before Christ returns. By 2031, I don't think we'll make it to the beginning of 2032. There will be Armageddon. It will be complete, finished. And Vladimir Putin is the president of Russia that is going to make Russia great militarily, economically, politically. He's going to prepare and is preparing Russia for her coming battle. On the mountains, in the desert, in the countryside of present-day Jordan, along with other nations. America is pushing, will never stop pushing for conflict, for war. It's showdown. There was détente 60 years ago. There will not be détente today. It will not happen. Not because I say so, because my interpretation of the scripture, all the scriptures concerning Russia, and the scriptures in the Bible concerning America, a great empire, a mighty, mighty empire, economically, militarily, so powerful economically, the citizens, the culture, we buy everything manufactured from the other nations of the world, especially the Far East. Our culture is so powerful that we bring in Chinese technology. Not so much technology, because we sell them the technology. They build the computers. They build the Apple products, everything as far as computers, phones, and they bring it in. But we, as a nation, we export. What do we export? Decadence. Evil. We export wokeness. We export every kind of sinful thing you can think of. Because why? Because the empire at the end of the world will become decadent, will become a hold of every foul spirit and hateful bird, meaning demons. Vile, vile demons, because the whole society will become demonically possessed, affected by the occult. And you don't have to believe me. I don't need to prove it to you. You look at the culture today. You look at the culture. Peter. Look at Ashley Biden's, her diaries, that the FBI, they have confirmed her diaries and what she, the account of what happened to her when she was a child with her father, are true. This is what we export. Look what we're doing to the young children of America. I would say, as someone who is involved with ministry and have been involved with ministry for years and years and years, I do pastor, I do shepherd. I would say to this audience, to the young people, young ladies, do not get pregnant. Do not make mistakes. Do not go out and get drunk, and because you don't want to have children in this country. If you're going to have children, you'll be protected in Russia. You, the children of this country, are not going to be protected. The children of this country are experiments. Neutering males and females, not only physically, but in their mind. Taking a male, brainwashing them into believing they're female, and vice versa. We export evil. This is what America has become because we refuse to hold the knowledge of God in our minds, in our society, in the offices of the highest powers of this government. Rick Rodriguez.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Tactical Civics is a private member organization with a mission to glorify Jesus Christ and organize we the people to enforce the U.S. Constitution. From public school districts to Congress to the U.S. federal courts, those who are supposed to serve the American people now rule us. Tactical Civics focuses on training us to fight back. America needs you. Visit tacticalcivics.com. Again, tacticalcivics.com.
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid is cracking down on call centers due to a 150% increase in complaints they had last year due to pitchmen like Joe Namath, Captain Kirk, and Jimmy J.J. Walker. These guys will not be your advocates if you change your plan with them. Please call me first, 970-515-6882. I do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
I can't tell you why. I can't tell you why that of all times in mankind's history, we are here today. It is not an accident. There are no accidents with God. I can't tell you why that we were chosen, we were picked to be here at the end of the world. We, living in America, have been chosen to live in the greatest empire ever in the history of the world. These mysteries are too great. You can't figure out why God, in His infinite wisdom, would choose us to live in empire, to choose us to live in this world at this time, to watch, to be here, to observe everything that is happening internationally. Never before has there been so much happening every day. Every day. Here in October, we are witnessing the first time where it appears as if Vladimir Putin, the India, America, are using terms like Armageddon. And here, the European nations, they are trying to stock up, the people of Europe are trying to stock up on iodine pills because they're pretty sure there's going to be a nuclear exchange of some kind. The nations right adjacent to Russia, these people, I promise you, are not sleeping well at night. Because where are, should Russia, which they won't, but the scenario is, should Russia decide to lob just a few hundred missiles their direction, they're going to sleep forever. They're not going to just sleep, you know, they're going to lose sleep tonight, but they'll sleep forever if that should occur, which it won't. Then Western Europe, I'm telling you, Vladimir Putin, this man wants to take out Britain. England. He wants to take out Liz Truss and Boris Johnson and all the people in the British Parliament. These people, their enemies, have been enemies of Russia forever. It was Britain that created Vladimir Lenin. It was Britain, the policies of Cecil Rhodes and these type of men who made the decision to destroy Russia from within, create a revolt. They had the way in which to do it. They did it. It is these people who went into Russia and killed the Tsar and his family. So Vladimir Putin, you know, then you had the United States Pilgrim Society, the Pilgrim Society out of London. You developed the, it was Pilgrim Society that through the Rockefellers that controlled the banks, and they, Pilgrim Society, they had a plan, a Federal Reserve in the United States of America that they would control, which they control to this very day. The banks in this country, Jason, Joe, talk about this every day. It's true. And Vladimir Putin is well aware of how this country, Pilgrim Society and Pilgrim Society London, how these two nations have ruled the world together for 100 years, but more in the last, since World War II, America has taken that role over. Yes, we still work with the British. Yes, the two Pilgrim Societies chapters, one in America, one in Europe, they work together. Why? Because they're commanded to work together. They're forced to work together. There are oaths that were taken, blood oaths. Blood oaths, when they're taken, the blood oaths aren't just between two individuals, two countries, two groups of chapters of a society. No. These oaths that are taken, an oath is taken, made with blood, to Lucifer, to the devil, to Diablo, to Apollyon, to whatever you want to call him. They have different names for the devil in different nations. He is an adversary. That's what most Christians would call him. He's an adversary. He's the one who divides Christian against Christian, civil war, north, south. But it's a policy throughout history to divide the Christians. Another way to divide them is through doctrine. And you have some in the Christian churches that are not even Christian, but they know more doctrine or more knowledgeable about the scripture than 90% of the Christians. And these people, they have great ministries. They have powerful ministries. They are in the Catholic Church, the Lutheran Church, Episcopalian Church, Protestant churches. They're in the evangelical churches. They're in the Messianic churches, some of them. They're in Russian churches, Orthodox churches all over the world. They're called tares. Tares. They look like Christians. They sound like Christians, but they are not wheat. They are tares. We're living in why? I can't tell you why. That song is very, I like that song because it really presents something. I can't tell you why that you are here, but I can tell you this. It's not an accident. You were meant to be here from the beginning. God intended you be here. You're here. Not a mistake. Rick Rodriguez.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button. January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
If
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So the good news is, is there going to be nuclear war in Europe? If there is, it will be limited. And will we at this time be nuked? No. I'm giving you an insight. About 7+ years after Russia and Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, Turkey, some of the old Soviet nations, probably some of the military out of Germany, when they invade the present-day Jordan, they're going to come down to present-day Jordan and then jump over the Jordan River into present-day Israel. That will be the objective, to own that land where present-day Jordan is, and they can control the Middle East. But Russia will, the intentions would be to destroy Israel and the Jewish people. If they can take the present-day Jordan, they can walk right to the west, take over present-day Israel, and they will pretty much control all of Asia from this point forward, and the world from this point forward. But that's not what's going to happen. They're going to come down, and they're going to be defeated. And once they're defeated, then the United States of America, you think America is empire presently, you wait until after Russia is no longer a threat. And 7 years before Armageddon, a little over 7 years before Armageddon, Russia will be destroyed with Iran. And then, 7 years into the future, then you're going to have the War of Armageddon. Now, I know that I'm out on thin ice. I know that I'm way out on thin ice. But if this is my interpretation of what is in the Bible, and I'm being, you might say, put on the spot, but like I had read yesterday, many of the articles coming out of the Middle East, out of Israel, Medvedev of Russia has warned Israel that if you send anything to supply the war in Ukraine, it is not going to turn out well for you. So Medvedev actually threatened the nation of Israel that don't send what Israel was thinking about doing. One of the negotiations was what they call the Iron Dome, to give to the technology that Israel uses, Iron Dome, that keeps missiles from being dropped on the present-day Israel. Well, that would be something that for sure Russia would want, or Ukraine would want, because if Russia sends anything over the air through missiles, Iron Dome would knock them out of the sky. Well, Medvedev is not happy with the thought of them even considering that, but Israel presently is not really getting too, not going to do that. So, for today, Rick Rodriguez, the Present Truth. See you tomorrow, 2 o'clock, 1360khnc.com for my programs and other programs throughout the week and the weekend. Talk to you tomorrow. Rest well.
At Off-Road Automotive. They offer a wide range of used automobiles for all your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit? No problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Located off 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, right off Highway 85, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
The PE Gun Show, November 12th and 13th, will feature firearms giveaways both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. With food all weekend, CCW classes, and daily firearms drawings, it makes the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.
I met a man the other day who thought the earth was flat. I said, "Man, you must be crazy. Where the hell is your tinfoil hat?" But he spoke with such conviction, and he believed the words he spoke. And something deep inside me knew this couldn't be a joke. But why would he believe this? And why believe such things? Because everybody knows the earth's a ball and that it spins. Well, you must be pretty crazy if you think the earth is flat. Because we all know that it's a globe, and that's a simple fact. So I said, "What about the photographs that NASA takes from space?" He gave a knowing smile and told me, "Man, those things are fake. But what about the videos that I've seen with my two eyes?" "What about them?" he replied. "Have you heard of CGI?" Oh, NASA's faking everything that you have ever seen. And as for flying to the moon, well, they ain't never been. Indeed, my friend, their lying scum is there for you to see. Just take some time, look into it, and the truth will set you free. Well, I was kind of skeptical, but I have an open mind. And what he said was interesting, and I've got a little time. So I grabbed myself a doobie, and I started watching vids. Cause if NASA's really lying, then they're lying to my kids. And as I watched, I got angry as I learned of the deceit. The global Earth deception was right there at my feet. Well, holy shit, this could be true. What if we're not on a globe?